22.
Item number 20, from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancement within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, and all revisions to executive compensation plan positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
This is item 20. Director Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Again, this is a report of the reclasses and reclassifications and reallocations before you. You haven't seen a lot of these in a long time because we've been really in the thick of our compensations today. So you're just starting to see them as we begin to pull some data together and see some areas where we need to pay attention to. So I would certainly, if you have any specific questions, invite our head of compensation, Katrina Evans, who's here at the table with Rick Session, to speak to any specific items that you have questions on.
Any questions of Ms. Evans? Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Cady?
I have to let you know that there is one item number 8, page 2. It relates to reallocation within the Department of Human Resources.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what happened, to summarize what's happened the last couple of weeks, is when this report came in, I noticed that there were some reallocations, reclassifications within the Department of Human Resources, which require, according to the ordinance 1.16C, that the county board staff review those.
Okay.
In using the same manner that the Department of Human Resources would do. So that way, the Department of Human Resources isn't reviewing their own reclasses.
Yes.
Okay. That, unfortunately, Ms. Mitchell's staff has been excellent. We sat down and met. She provided lots of information. There's actually 3 positions that are going to be under that review by county board staff. However, 2 of them are going to be postponed to June because I didn't find out about it until I asked them about it in early May. And so normally there's about a 4 or 5 week review period before it would come to the committee. I plan on next month providing you a report on those other 2 positions, but I am not prepared today to do item number 8, unfortunately, because I haven't had a chance to review it since the time when I first found out about it. But I just wanted to let you know that the Department of Human Resources has been very forthcoming on all the positions and providing the information, and I just wanted to let you know that I have not done a report for that item.
Thank you, Mr. Gay.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. One comment I'd like to just add to Mr. Cady's is that this particular item is extremely time sensitive and pretty critical. I've actually reorganized my team such that this position now is going to be adding an additional 18 employees that they're responsible for managing. So right now it's a shift in terms of the position. It's pretty dramatic, and we're actually moving into the interview phase. I have a double fill that you approved a cycle or so ago so that my retiring employee can actually have a training period.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is not, if I can't ensure that you're comfortable with this today, we're going to have to start the recruitment process over again. We'll lose the candidates we have, and there'll be some additional expense.
What is it? Excuse me, Director. Today is Thursday. Mr. Cady.
Board day?
Either board day or sometime next week, can you by then have reviewed whatever you needed to review?
Chairman, I'd be happy to do whatever you would like me to do prior to board day, but that would require a special meeting of the board. It just doesn't, our committee,
This
does not go. Yeah, okay, that's right. This is not
good. Well,
okay. That's right. The reason being that I would hate to have all the work that's been done undone, even though it needs to be reviewed. This position needs to be reviewed by our fiscal and budget analyst, so it has to happen. And unfortunately, we may have to have a special meeting the morning of board day or some other time because it needs to be done. And I would hate to have whatever work has happened as it relates to the interview process be undone because this hasn't happened. So we will have to do that. Supervisors Alexander and Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask for clarification or explanation behind number 7 on the list.
Go ahead with your question, Supervisor. What is it you want to know?
I'd like to ask Ms. Evans for an explanation behind. Tell us about item number 7, what it is, what it does, what it means to us, and why it's on this list, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And do you need a page number? Or
no, I have it.
I will say this, though. I don't need to see these numbers that we know nothing about unless we have some reference point. I would prefer that we see position names, position titles, I should say, as opposed to the numbers that we see. It would make more sense to me. And, again, I appreciate the justification column that gives the reasons why these positions should be reclassified, but I don't need the numbers. I personally don't need the numbers, and the numbers don't mean anything to me except they are numbers. So, position titles would be asked of in the future.
Mr. Chairman, I can clarify the page number. If I'm looking in the packet at item 20 and then scroll down from there, I have a first page that says amended and a second page that has numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8. And I do agree with you, Mr. Chairman, that sometimes when we're making reports and receiving reports from the departments, it's helpful if there's more explanation there. But that's why we're here today, to ask questions. So.
To the Chairman, Supervisors, Katrina Evans, Head of Compensation, Human Resources Department. To address your question, Supervisor Alexander, with regards to item number 7, that position actually references the job classification for the Community Business Development Director. That was a newly appointed position. However, at the time, it didn't formally go through the actual job analysis. Once it actually did, it was identified that the actual pay allocation was incorrect. So this is to correct that misrepresentation of the pay strategy that was assigned. So basically what's happening here is aligning it from a 901E pay range to a 902B.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Evans, I'm curious why it says TBD, to be determined, in there, and I think this was the only one on that list that does, whereas the others don't.
At this time, Supervisor Alexander, a pay rate has not been formally assigned or communicated to us from that particular supervisor that pretty much this position reports into. So they had a placeholder bringing that particular individual in at the 87 until they were actually, this process went through to determine really what was the formal marketable pay alignment.
Okay, so it is connected to the individual,
that is correct.
Not just to the position.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb? Or was that Stamper?
I can see. Stamper.
Okay. I can see. Any other questions?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Well, I guess I'm trying to understand. So what were we doing with 8? Was there an objection? And what did board day
accomplish?
What was the board day reference? Because the packet doesn't go to the board, so...
The reference was that there was an item that Mr. Cady should have reviewed, could have reviewed. Apparently, Human Resources did not give him information that he needed to review, and so a review has to occur. And it sounded as if, from what I heard from Director Mitchell, that all the work that's been undone would have to be repeated if if attention is not given to the review that that is required of our fiscal and budget analyst, Mr. Cady, before board day. If it this does not have to go to the board, but for this cycle, it has to be reviewed in order for it to go, in order for the process to go forward. Because Director Mitchell's indicated that there have been reviews, she may be in, interviews, I should say, she may be in a position to hire somebody, but that's just my assumption. But I think that if nothing happens, then whatever was done will have to be repeated. Mr. Session?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, and trying to be mindful of the board's rules, I understand that that's how it is supposed to proceed. It should have gone to Mr. Cady, and we miscommunicated. We didn't get it over to him in time. Those are your own rules. You can choose to do what you want with those rules. One alternative that you have before you today, these are recommendations that will be implemented unless supervisors object. So anything that you don't pull out today takes effect with the beginning of the next pay period. If you choose to object to this particular item, then it becomes a vote for the committee, and as a voted on item, it goes to the full board with a recommendation from the committee. If you choose to go that route, you don't have to reconvene the Finance and Personnel and Audit Committee in a special meeting on board day. Instead, you have the item before you on board day. That may give Mr. Cady an opportunity to review the item.
With a recommendation.
With a recommendation.
What is it for? I mean, what is the position? I just see numbers myself.
I'm sorry. The position is the employee relations manager in the Department of Human Resources, and as Ms. Mitchell was indicating, she's tremendously redesigned what the function of that position will be, and I don't know if Ms. Mitchell wants to clarify some of that for you to help you be informed on what the decision points are here.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Really briefly, especially following Act 10 and all the changes that we've been managing through, we really have shifted toward an employee relations model in terms of how we are interacting with staff, how we're resolving issues, we're investigating complaints and concerns and so forth. So what I'm doing is taking the current employee relations manager role, who actually is currently also handling training and EEO and diversity, and I'm carving that out and creating this more as an employee relations leader who is also managing the what is currently referred to as the HR generalist or HR coordinator function, which is out in the field supporting all the employees out there in each department. That's a group of about 17 to 18 people who currently now report into me. So if you're interested, I have the before and after org chart here if that would help, if you want to see that. But this person will now not only manage, instead of managing five people, will be managing about, I don't know, 22. So it's a pretty big shift because I'm really trying to align how we approach employee relations at the county in a way that's consistent, a way that's equitable, in a way that's more strategic, if that makes sense. That's what I'm trying to get to with this.
And additionally, excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Session, you indicated that we could vote on this particular item, and it would go to the board, and Mr. Cady would then have an opportunity to review, to do his review. What you indicated before?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if you chose to, you could pull this item out and vote on it, or if you chose to let your own rules slide, you could just accept this today and let it take effect with the beginning of the next pay period.
Well, we don't slide any. We don't let anything. Nothing
just
slide.
We go with standing. No sliding.
There's no sliding.
One additional point to Ms. Mitchell's comments. Ms. Evans did do a market review of this position, and that's also where the recommendation is coming from, that this position was undercompensated and has historically been undercompensated. So we're looking to correct that wrong as well.
Okay. Would anyone like to take this item out and ask for a vote on it? Or would you like to have a separate meeting?
I'll move to take that item out and separately vote on it.
Okay. Have we heard enough with respect to the item, or do we want more information? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Mr. Chairman, if there was a clarification as to how the org chart has changed and that there's a peer... You know, according to the justification, there may be a peer that is similarly compensated. I think that's helpful.
Thank you, Supervisor. Director Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Is the request to see the organizational structure or hear about it?
I guess for my purposes today, just to hear about it, but I think for staff, that if that hasn't been shared, absolutely. That's the justification. So.
And really the way the department is and will be structured is that I have heads of each kind of division of HR, so there's the division head of employment, who's also the deputy director, Rick Session. We have the head of compensation. We have the head of benefits. This is the head of employee relations. That's kind of how it's set up. So they're all together.
And then this is consistent with those pay ranges?
It's consistent. Mm-hmm. In looking at the market data that was pulled together, this is in line from our perspective. It's in line.
Thank you.
Here, I got a comment.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, here, just a quick review here is that we don't want to all of a sudden have an exception. Mr. Keaty has to look at the other two, and you said for your own protection in HR. Staff looks at your reclasses, et cetera. So you haven't done the other two yet? That's coming next month, or okay, what did you say on that?
Chairman, Supervisor, Human Resources has agreed to hold the other two just for the next month so that I can speak before. This one, I think they have some more urgency with. They want to move forward. I'm comfortable with getting a report ready that would include some of the information that Supervisor Lipscomb's asked for, and we get it to you prior to 4 days so that you could
Let's protect the rate. Let's take a vote.
Item 8 is separated by a motion of Supervisor Alexander.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Just for clarification, for it to go, it doesn't matter what the outcome of the vote is. It, once been objected to, it's going to the board either way.
That's correct. The question is, it's going in as a positive or a negative recommendation.
Okay, so we can go in with a default positive if we pass it. But am I voting on the objection, or am I? That's
no.
I guess what I'm. Now that it's been pulled out, now the motion will be to approve it. Okay. Do we need that motion? But you're going to look at it in the meantime. But
Supervisor Alexander.
Yes, my intent is that we would pull it out, have it addressed separately. I'll move to approve item 8.
Thank you, Supervisor.
And that gives us the procedural leeway we need to move forward.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion on the separation from item number 22? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Rommel West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excuse.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item 8 separately is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number 21.